You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Uber drivers have won a landmark case naming them as employees rather than contractors in employment court. I spoke to Richard Wagstaff, president of the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions, about what this means for the four drivers who won and for other employees in the gig economy.
Two of our CTU affiliate unions, First Union and E2, took a case to the employment court on behalf of four Uber drivers, to have them properly categorised as employees rather than contractors. And the court found in our favour, which means that people who drive for Uber, these four people who drive for Uber, should be treated as employees rather than contractors. That means as an employee, there are certain obligations that an employer has to you, a duty of good faith, but certainly also things like holiday pay, sick pay, minimum wage conditions, and so on. And all of those things are missing for contractors. So it's a fundamentally different arrangement for people to work under, and it affords better protections for those drivers.
So the court's ruling applies only to those four workers, but how likely is it that this will maybe expand to other workers in the same situation?
It will apply to everybody over time. Basically, now every other driver will know that this is a precedent, and Uber itself will recognise that they will have to apply the same outcome to all of their drivers who are in the same situation. And our assumption is that the vast majority, if not all of their drivers, are employed under exactly the same arrangements as these four people are. And so Uber will have to, over time, apply this outcome to all of their drivers. If they fail to do so, the court will get, won't tolerate them refusing to spread the same outcome to everyone.
So with all of these benefits for workers, which they obviously deserve, will prices for the consumer rise? And if so, have Uber answered any questions publicly as to why the company isn't footing the bill instead of consumers?
Not to my knowledge at this point. There may or may not be impacts on the actual price to consumers. Uber will have to determine that. But they would be minimal, we would expect. It's just really about creating a better working environment for drivers, which is more secure, safer, and has better rights. And I think all people who use Uber and use any service, really, we want to know that the people who are providing that service are treated properly, and that's what this will do. I, for one, will confidently use Uber now, once this ruling applies, knowing that the driver I'm using is treated properly and not exploited as a contractor.
Absolutely. And on that note, do you think this might become an industry standard for other rideshare companies?
Very much so. I think this has huge implications for a lot of these sort of so-called gig economy or platform economy. Determination has very important sort of principles in it around what it is that makes you an employee. These are legal questions. We're currently actually in the process of a contracting review that the Ministry for Business, Innovation and Employment is doing with unions and employers, trying to better address the risks for contractors, not just at Uber, but in their wider economy. Our view is that there's far too many people who are employed as contractors when they should be employees. And that is a review that's going on right now. But this finding will really strengthen that, particularly in the gig economy.
What other sectors are suffering from the same kind of thing that the Uber drivers suffered from? You just mentioned the gig economy. What other platforms are in that space?
So you've got a lot of people in the so-called platform economy. That's not just in rideshare. That's in services like healthcare, support care, and so on throughout the community. But you've also got, some of these platforms just sort of create a bidding war to bid down wages for people applying for work to go beneath the minimum wage rates, because contractors can be employed on less than the minimum wage rate. That's why it's such an important finding. But also in industries like construction, you've got a lot of people who are employed as contractors, where they have to provide their own safety gear, they have no minimums, they have no guaranteed hours of work, and so on. We think there's industries like that and in a lot of other places where there needs to be a recalculation of whether people are contractors or, in fact, they should be employed as employees.
Fantastic. Well, those are all the questions that I have. Is there anything else that you believe the public should really know about the issue?
This is a worldwide response to platform work, and we're seeing in many countries now outcomes where the law is determining that Uber drivers and others are really employees. We see Uber is intending to appeal this decision. We are confident that they won't be successful, and that this will just be the beginning of a better deal for contractors who should be employees across New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.